As is the custom, if you would like to give an offering directly to CCM or Show Love, there is a basket there by the dessert table.
Thank you, Pastor Joel. Thank you, church, for giving us this great opportunity to stand before you and share a few things about our lives and the ministry and, of course, India and the happenings. Praise God. This is my wife, Wally, and she would be sharing a little bit of ministry, organization. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and we are so blessed having you. Thank you. We are so blessed having you, Pastor Joel and Kerry there. We were in need of encouragement at that time, especially with pastor's wife. I would like to say that, because the women are so, so neglected there, and widows especially. So when Pastor Joel and Kerry was there, like, we had different separated meetings for pastor's wife as well as pastors again. And a special thanks I bought from India, from pastor's wives to Kerry. They still remember the message, what you have said. And they have sent you special thanks for that. And I appreciate you. And we would like to have you again there in India and encourage all the pastor's wife. And we are so blessed having you. And we are so thankful having us here. And I think maybe at the lunchtime we would like to share and answer your questions, what's going on there in India and throughout the world. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ali. I thought she would take a little more time because I know, she has so many things in her mind and heart. She deals with people and the situations wherever there is need. She is the first one to show up. So I praise God for a wonderful companion in my life, and I appreciate her cooperation with me in this wonderful journey of ministry for the sake of the Lord and the people. So the church, I saw a note that this is a month of appreciation, pastor appreciation, or appreciation pastor. So, Pastor Joel, we appreciate you, and also Kerry for being a great pastor in this season, and also your pastor for a little while to our pastors, and greetings from our pastors to you, and also greetings from India and Christian Concern Mission Show Love India. On behalf of our organization, we bring greetings. Today morning, whole week I was preparing my message for the great church here. So even today morning, yesterday morning, I decided to preach this message. So I prepared. But you know one thing, it's no more my message. Because in Sunday school, I was sitting there and I was praying, asking Lord to give me more and more. The subject was the same. So most of the people sitting here, they know already my message. But yet, praise God, it can remind us and revise our faith in this situation. As we know, the situation throughout the world and Israel and back in India and different parts of the world, that is not good. We don't feel it good. Even the days of Moses, Israelites, they also faced terrifying situations. If we can go to Exodus 14:14, it says, Pharaoh and his army were pursuing Israel. When they had seen the Egypt army, they were terrified and cried out to the Lord. Moses strengthened Israel and said, Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you'll see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. Today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need to only be still. What a blessed word to hear from the Lord. In the situation, terrified situation, when they cried out to the Lord, there's an answer. There's an answer because He is living God who dwell among us, who dwell among people. So, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. This is the part where we need to learn. As we the Christians, never focus on the enemy but God. Never focus on the enemy than God. That is our, sometimes, that most of the times, we have that habit. We have that habit. Yes. Israel's focus was on the enemy. Therefore, they were terrified. Their focus, whole focus behind them, the army. Israelites, before them there was a sea. There was sea. It's a big deal for them, for anyone. Behind them, the force was coming, army was coming. No hopes. Most of the times we also face situations like that. The size of the army has nothing to do with our victory, just praise God. The size of the army has nothing to do with our victory. Therefore, Moses had to encourage them and change their focus onto God. Every time there is situations comes, there is someone who comes, who was sent by God to change our focus towards Him. Because He loves us. He cares for us. He knows how to take out of the situations. He knows how to deal with us in those situations. But most of the times, we as believers, I mean, back home, I know stories, most stories. I can tell you one story now. There was a person in a village who was devoted to God. He used to pray and pray and pray. Most of the time he was on fasting prayers and encouraging people. Oh, our God is living God. You know, every day I meet with Jesus and angels come to me and help me and talk to me. That was his witness. As you have floods in Florida and different country, part of the country, we too have floods. Floods wiped most of the villages in that year. So in that particular village, the government came and rescued most of the 99% of the village people. They were rescued. That person, he was praying, asking for help, asking God to come and help. His faith was higher than our faith, I think. Guess what? God sends army, They came by a rescue boat, and they asked him to come. But he says, no, this is not the help I am expecting. There is another help. I am praying my Lord will come. Second time. And third time they shouted, hey, you come. This is the final warning, because next time we cannot come. No one can come. The flood is getting more and more. People were terrified, but not this one. He was still looking at, no. This is not the help. God cannot use people like you. I know very well. So let me wait till Lord comes. Jesus will come or send his angels. You know what? He washed away. Passed. Died. He goes to, let us think another level, what Jesus will say. Definitely, I came three times to you to help, but you did not. What kind of faith is that? People God used people, his people, certain people to help. We see the same thing happened in the reign of King Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles 20 and 15 and 17. The Spirit of the Lord came on Jehoshaphat and said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who lived in Judah and Jerusalem. Jerusalem people or Judah people, they must be having this word today. Look at this. The Spirit of the Lord came on Jehaziel and said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord said to you. Do not be afraid and discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not have to fight this battle. You will not have to fight this battle. I don't know, for battle is going on there. Who is fighting the battle? You all know and we all know. Let us not get into that, because God can hold this. God can tackle that. We are here to just pray. Just pray. So that is what it says. Take up your positions. Stand firm. See the deliverance of the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Lord can help any one of us. If it is not today, tomorrow help will come. But help will come from our Lord. In Old Testament, God used to send his people, send his prophets, send his word. But today, God uses church. God uses his people who are washed by the blood of Jesus, who accept Jesus as their Savior. God depends on you, the church, to help each other, to strengthen each other. Take up your positions. What is your position today? Only as pastors back home, yeah, in India, we always depend on pastors. Church depends on pastors. Of course, it's good. But whereas God depends not only on pastor, on the church. Take up your position. In Luke 9, verse 23, it says, take up your cross every day. That is your position, our position. So cross can give us Show us victory. Lord Jesus took his cross, took our cross, and he is victorious. He is not there in the tomb. No, I don't have to search in tomb. I don't have to go here and there. Where is my Jesus, as Maria did? No. We have hope. We have every word that has been preached years together. Dear ones, our God, our Lord Jesus is victorious. And he who can believe in him have victory in Jesus' name. When the enemy is outnumbered and is scheming, is wicked and numerous, we should never be afraid. Focus on Jesus and be aware that the Lord is with us. And greater is the one who lives in us than in the world. Amen. He lives us here. With us. Within us. Just take your stand for Jesus. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Jehoshaphat and his team, what they did, what they were directed to do, only praise God. Worship and praise. Worship and praise. Praise and worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. The Lord will fight all our battles and win victory after victory. We are more than conquerors. What the Bible says is, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 8:37 says. And 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks to be God. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory is our side. But we are in the situations, we hear so much of persecution. War is going on. Old Testament says, be encouraged. Don't be terrified. Don't be afraid. Today is war time. Maybe we are going through some war, some situation. We might be thinking about our children's future in the modern days, techie days, how to deal with them. Oh, a Bible family, your first ministry, family ministry, that might be a war for you. A church and the society, it might be a deal for you. Most of the time, we just want to deal our things. Our children, grown-up children, they say, let me handle this. Right? Let me handle this. I can take it. I can manage it. There's a saying, don't manage yourself. You'll damage yourself. Let God manage us. Let our families managed by God. Let our churches managed by God, led by Spirit of God. We are afraid of so many things that are troubling our lives. The word trouble, no one likes. Do anyone is here who loves, who wants to grab trouble, word trouble, and terrified? And they're afraid? No. But in this last day, days, I was speaking to Sister Deb, and I said, we were having a discussion. Little things about India, what is happening. As Pastor Joel said, after we have this worship, we'll have videos if you want. So I am 55 old, and me and Pastor Joel are of same age, of course. Since 30 years, we have not listened about persecution. Are you? 20 years, yes, here and there, we are coming near to word. Word's coming true in our lives, in our world. And 15 years, yes, Bramstein was burnt alive in India 24 years ago. And after that, we didn't hear any. A little bit of persecution here and there in India and other parts of the world. But 15 years, it's increased. And 10 years, little more. Guess what? Now, it's happening. Matthew chapter 24. You can read it after you go home. Just take it, please. Take this. We are in these situations. We are to take up persecution. It's not war kind. Or next day, tomorrow morning, you'll see victory or something like that. But take up your cross. That is the victory. That is the victory. And wait for the Lord's help. And stand firm in the persecution. It's not that easy. We can preach on persecution. We can teach on persecution. We can listen so many stories of, we can have videos and stories of persecution and troubles. But the day when it comes to you, what is your stand? Your cry. Are you terrified? Word of God is our guide. Lord has emphasized, written already for our information. Days are very near. My friends, dear church, most of the times we tend to run away from the situations. You know Petra's Kavadis? Kavadis, the word, where are you going? Most of the times they have branded flip-flops or chapel or shoes. They have these Kavadis. Where are you going? Wherever you go, I am with you. So where are you going? The word Petras Kavadis is Peter. Where are you going? Church was in persecution. People were killing. The city was burned. And people are running around and screaming and everything was going on. And Peter, he was just want to escape from the situation, from the sense. He was about to go cross the border, cross the gate. The other person comes in running. He was wounded, bruised, blood all over. And he was running towards Peter. Peter was running away from the city, from persecution, from the church, from the fellowship. And this one stops. Peter stops this one. Hey, you going? Where are you going? That's not at all a good situation there. Church is killed. Persecution is so high. You cannot go there. I'm just escaping from the situation. I need to go because I have to go. If I don't go, how can I witness Jesus? And he was about to leave. Took two steps away. And Jesus turns. Petras Kavadis. P Peter, where are you going? Are you running away from the situations? Peter cries, wept, and goes back to the church and goes back to the situation there. He gave his life. Dear brethren, situations are there. They are coming closer. Time is coming closer. We need to get ready. We hear about war, hear about famine. We hear about earthquakes. We hear about so many things and the persecution, killing people. People killing Christians. Are you a Christian? Take up your cross. This is a time where we have to be challenged. The word of God is true. It is coming true. In our days, it is happening. This is wake-up time. We have good situations here, good positions here. But time will change. We never know what would tomorrow happens. But in all the situations, with wounded and bruised person, Jesus comes along with us. He stands with us. In every situation, I can tell you a lot of stories and happenings. Even today, Jesus is real. He is living God. He is resurrected Lord. And he is loving God. He is expecting the church and the people like you and I to stand with him. Stand with him for the sake of the Lord. He needs us. Thank you. God bless you.